John Kerry and George W. Bush are both courting the Latino vote, and last week, Kerry promised to give undocumented workers who pay taxes a chance to earn citizenship. Bush has proposed a guest worker program for industries like agriculture that depend on migrant labor. Stephen Moore, president of the think tank The Club for Growth, has these thoughts on how immigrants benefit the nation.
One of my favorite New Yorker cartoons shows two Indians peering through some bushes as the Mayflower lands on the beach. The one Indian says to the other, "Looks like we're going to need an immigration policy." As we celebrate our nation's birthday this week, now is a good time to ask, what should our immigration policy be in the 21st century? No nation has widened its gates with greater generosity than the United States over the past 25 years. Over that period, the Immigration Service reports that we have admitted nearly 20 million new Americans from every corner of the globe. The percentage of Americans that were not born here has risen from 6% in 1970 to 11% today. Now, some in Congress, like Tom Tancredo of Colorado, say that that is too many foreigners. He and other restrictionists want an immediate moratorium on immigration. Conservative Pat Buchanan worries that our nation is under an alien invasion that is corrupting our culture and damaging our economy. Fortunately, they are wrong. First, the evidence is clear and convincing that immigrants do more good for our economy than harm. Our free market economy has shown a wonderful capacity to absorb new hardworking immigrants into our labor force. The National Research Council recently ended a comprehensive study on the economic impact of immigrants. It found that on balance, immigrants are net contributors to our standard of living. Immigrants enrich us with their vitality, their tireless work ethic, their entrepreneurial spirit, and perhaps most important of all, their appreciation of the freedoms and economic opportunities that Americans by birth too often take entirely for granted. Not long ago, I attended a swearing-in ceremony for new citizens, and after the ceremony, two Korean men kissed the ground in appreciation of their new homeland. With all due respect to Emma Lazarus and her poem at the Statue of Liberty, the immigrants who come here are not the wretched refuse or the poor huddled masses, but rather the best and the brightest and hardest working from every nation. There might never have been the high-tech revolution explosion in Silicon Valley without immigrants. Certainly, America needs to protect its borders and keep out terrorists and criminals. But if America is to remain prosperous and free, we must keep our golden gates wide open, whether we are talking about low-skilled Mexican migrant workers or world-class scientists and engineers from Europe or refugees fleeing religious and political persecution from tyrannical governments. This is the central message we should never forget. By accepting immigrants, we not only make their lives better and freer, we enrich our own as well.
The comments of Stephen Moore, president of the conservative group The Club for Growth, and a senior fellow in economics at the Cato Institute.